Hey friends, welcome back to the Sisterhood Tea Party podcast, where we sip, spill, and speak on all the things. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jessica, and today's episode is all about something that hits literally everyone: why waiting for the perfect moment often means waiting forever.
Whether it's asking for a raise, launching a side hustle, sliding into someone's DMs, or even starting a new habit, sometimes the best thing you can do is start before you're ready. And let me tell you, the magic happens in that messy, imperfect action.
So grab your coffee, your tea, or your beverage of choice, and let's get into why starting now, even if you don't feel ready, is the ultimate power move.
But before we jump into this episode, let's do a quick check-in. But first, before we do that, we are in person!
Ah! Finally!
Finally.
But also, we talked about this the other day, but like the last several years, we were lucky if we saw each other once a year, and this is now three times year in person.
I know, I'm shocked. I'm like, how is this happening right now? I'm honestly so hyped.
I love it.
Yes. So what is top of mind for you? I can't believe we get to ask that in person.
I know. I mean, honestly, okay, so we just kind of wrapped up summer, right? And I feel like during summer, I was really in my carefree era, right? I was, you know, I'm a very goal-oriented person, and I was very much like, you know what? What goals? I'm just living and I'm just going to get outside and do things. And I feel like now that it's fall, I'm starting to come back into like, okay, great. And I needed that and it was wonderful. But now where am I resetting? What are my actual goals? How can I get organized? How can I get focused? And I'm really in my focused era. I made a TikTok about this, but I'm doing a September sprint where I'm like all in on my goals for September. I'm very, very focused. That means I will sacrifice other things in my life in order to like stay very focused on the goals. And I'm kind of excited about it because I do love doing that stuff. I love the carefree time, but I love the hyper focus and knowing that this level of hyper focus isn't going to last forever because it's not like a sustainable thing. It's like, no, this is my sprint era and I'm going to go for it. And I don't know, that's top of mind.
I love that. Is that similar to, you know, people talking about the winter arcs or doing 75 hard or 75 medium soft, those types of things?
Yeah. So I did 75 medium last, not this summer, but like the summer before, which was great. So I think it's like a similar concept where this is a shorter period of time though, right? It's like 30 days.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And I'm focusing on, it's like one, my health. So I'm really focusing on cooking and not eating out anymore. Obviously if a special occasion, like I'm, you know, like you're here, we'll go out and things like that. But like outside of that, I'm cooking and I'm sticking with that. And I'm so proud of myself because yesterday was a day at work, I told you. And I literally almost gave in. I was like this close to hitting order on DoorDash. And I was like, no, Jessica, don't do it.
Put the phone down.
Don't do it. You're sprinting. So there's that. And then for the podcast too, because we've been talking about trying to get guests. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to reach out to at least 5 people a week. So I reached out to 5 people.
I love it. I'm behind, but yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, we need to get moving and I'm putting it off. So I'm all in on that.
I love it.
Yeah. And then my content creation, I've decided that like,
that's taking off, girl. I mean, it's always been taking off, but like, I love this era of it right now.
Yeah, it's all yapping, right? Which is fun. So I'm hyper-focusing on TikTok. I've decided like, you know what? Instagram is Instagram. I'm going to keep doing little things there, but it's not my focus. TikTok's my focus right now for the sprint. So we'll see. I would love to hit 10K during the sprint, but we'll see.
Hey, anything's possible.
Yeah. I try not to be too strict on the numbers goals to get discouraged, but like, that would be nice.
It is fun to like still set that goal, but also know it's okay if it doesn't get to 10K. If you've still increased your following by whatever, I think that's
it's a process. Win.
It is. Yeah. I like that.
So yeah. What's top of mind for you?
Lots of things, but very similar to you. It's time to lock in for Q4, friends.
Yes.
Like it is time to lock in. So I don't really have a concrete plan yet, but I do know that every year around this time, this is where I decide it's time to refocus and look at the goals that I already set for the year and see where am I making those changes? What do I need to adjust? What am I adding to this plate based on where I am in my life?
Yeah.
Because things have changed over the last couple of months for me, I'm like, I have to kind of reset some of these goals. So that's what I'm doing over the next few months is just locking in and making sure that I have what I need.
Have you heard about the great lock-in concept?
No.
So
is it similar to what you just talked about?
Well, it's what you just talked about. Oh, basically, that's me. Where it's like from now to the end of the year, it's like we're locking in.
Okay.
And we're like, super motivated, focused.
Okay, well, I guess I'm doing that then.
Yeah.
The great lock-in.
Yeah. People are talking about it on TikTok. I didn't know about it either. And oh. I said something about the sprint and someone was like, are you doing the great lock-in? And I was like, what is this? And they told me and then I like dove and saw a bunch of videos about it.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay, well, I guess we're doing very similar things then. Yeah. I love that for us.
It's this time of year, I feel like, right? It's
Agree. Yeah, it really is. And because I usually use this time to kind of like reflect on all the things that I've accomplished in the year.
Yeah.
And knowing that we still have time.
We still have time.
We still have time.
100%.
So I think that's where it kind of comes in for me. I'm not going to let the rest of this year off.
No.
We're going full speed ahead.
This is our best era.
It really is. And that's why.
This is me being the ultimate hype woman. Let's go.
I know. And you know that I love the hype. Especially in person, it's like even better. This is why I'm walking in. Because I know where I want to be. And so we're going to take those steps.
I'm so excited.
Thank you, friend.
It's exciting. Q4 is going to be the best. The best Q so far.
You know, I do love a Q4. Okay. All right. Let's move on. So we've caught up a little bit. You guys, you can tell we're very excited to be in person. But we're going to set the stage. Starting before you're ready isn't about being reckless. It's about recognizing that growth happens in action, not planning. You can't learn confidence, skill, or momentum by overthinking. You gain it by moving even imperfectly.
Exactly. And so it's all about choosing action over fear, momentum over perfection, and courage over hesitation. So let's break it down into some concrete steps.
Yes. So step one is perfection equaling paralysis. So this trap of perfection is huge. And, you know, I've fallen victim to that. Mm-hmm. You know, waiting for the perfect time to launch, post, or start keeps you frozen. You tell yourself, I'll start when I know exactly what I'm doing, when I'm going to do it, all the things. But what actually happens is nothing. This has happened to me before where mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I think back to when I was going to go through personal training and I was like, I'm not ready yet. I still need this and I still need that. But when I have all of these, I'll start. And I never started because I kept making excuses and it was never really the perfect time. And because I thought I needed the perfect time and I realized that that was holding me back entirely.
No, I think I've told you before too. I love to plan. Planning is so fun. Like I love it. But sometimes that becomes the paralysis for me because I'm over planning and not just doing things and you can only plan so much. And the reality is that there's no perfect time to actually start. Life is messy. Things are going to be imperfect. And if you wait, you're basically waiting forever. I actually have a friend who just told me like 2 weeks ago now that she's thinking about starting a social media account for one of her kind of hobbies that she's been doing for a while. And she was like, asking about it. It's like, I remember being in that stage of like, I have this idea, but I don't know where to start. And like, the first thing I told her was like, just start posting. You don't have to have the perfect concept. You don't have to know what content type is going to start. Like literally just start because you're going to learn what you like to do, what you like to create, what resonates with the people that you're trying to connect with and all these things, because there's no perfect time to just do it.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. So another example. So starting a podcast, you know, or some sort of like blog or anything. And you're thinking, well, I don't have the perfect format or I haven't bought the mic. I haven't, you know, my first topic isn't perfect. Like I remember when we started, we did not have all the things.
We started on live.
Correct.
We were on TikTok live and we're like, let's just yap about something random. I don't know what we were yapping about.
No, you and I, we were a haunt because we had both like hit over 1,000 followers at that point. We're like, let's get on live.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Do you remember those like random games on TikTok where you could like do competitions and stuff? So we started doing that and it was random questions too.
Yeah.
That's how we started.
And we were like, we're actually hilarious.
We are funny.
Nobody told us, but we knew.
No, but it's obvious and you're listening. And so that you probably agree with that. We are funny. So, but that's how we started. And then when we initially started our format, we were recording in Zoom.
Yeah.
We did not have the perfect like recording podcast format at all.
No mic.
We were just hanging out.
And it was rough.
It really was.
And even now, I feel like every single, I don't know, like month or two, we're like, hey, this thing seems to be working. Let's do this more. Or, hey, let's stop doing that. Or let's reformat this. We're still learning.
We are. I mean, we've been doing this now, like, this is probably about two and a half. Actually, I think it's two.
I think it is two.
Because our first episodes were here, at, like, around this time, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Look at us.
Wow. You know what I mean? The growth. But yeah, we really took the time to learn this craft and we keep improving. We keep getting better and better. And when other people start their different things with what they have, they figure it out and we get better with practice. And that's exactly what we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started researching different podcasting formats, and we started researching different editing techniques and ways to lay it out on social media, and we put in the work. And I feel like that is truly the first step.
Yeah. First step is, it's just take that first step, because I feel like half the stuff we learned along the way, we wouldn't even known to look up and plan for
100%.
When we first started. Once you get into it, then there's just always something to learn. Agreed. And this idea that everything has to be perfect before you start, it's a trap. And so what's the antidote? We have to actually lean into progress over perfection.
Exactly. And momentum comes from action. So every small step builds confidence, experience, and credibility. Progress is more important than a flawless start.
So for example, let's say you want to write a book, but you feel like you're not ready. So writing even a single page or a paragraph is progress. It's proof that you can do it, and it builds the muscle of like continuing on. And I actually think that's the biggest thing. And I know so many motivational speakers talk about this. It's like half of it is building the confidence within yourself by just doing the things you said you were going to do, right? The more you do it, the more confident you get, and the more you realize you can do things. And I feel like that's just huge to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. People go for products because of the people, not necessarily of what they're selling. They look at who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. And if they resonate with you, they're probably going to buy into whatever you're doing.
100%. Also, I think it's worth noting that the largest companies out there, when they ship something, they don't ship it perfect. When they launch something, they don't launch it perfect. They call it an MVP, which is most viable product, which means it's or minimum viable product. So it's a bare minimum to see if people resonate with this, which means it's not the perfect thing. And then they go fix all the stuff and make it all perfect later. So if the biggest companies of the world are doing that and they're not focusing on perfection, then you also can focus on progress. And like we said, progress teaches you lessons. Mm-hmm. Every single step, even when it's messy, it helps you refine, improve, figure out what do you want to work on next. And it's honestly a more fun learning process, I feel like, personally.
Yeah, exactly. I do too. Yeah. You look back and you're like, wow, I did all of that. I went through all the dirty work to get to where I am. You know what I mean? But I feel like where a lot of people get stuck is the fear of judgment. Again, people get stuck in that because they're afraid of what others are going to think. So what if I fail? What if I look silly? Fear of judgment is truly a silent killer of a lot of dreams.
100%. I feel like the truth is that every successful person has started imperfectly. And the key is to focus on your growth and not everyone else's opinion, because honestly, like, they're not trying. Like, if they're sitting there judging you with what you're doing, they're not even, what are they doing?
Seriously. It's so weird to me when I see people on the internet who are going there, like, throwing their opinions. And I'm like, you are literally on your couch,
literally
not doing a thing. And this person's out here putting themselves out there and you're over here judging them.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Exactly. And if you talk about the things that you're working on with the people that you look up to, or people who are also motivated like you, they're not going to be the ones judging you.
Absolutely not.
At all. They're the ones hyping you up. They're the ones giving you helpful advice. They're the ones like telling you about the lessons that they've learned and like working with you through the problems. Like, those are the people that matter. Not like you said, these keyboard
warriors. No. Because they're encouraging you. They're keeping you going. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones you need to lean into. So like, as an example, you know, if you want to start teaching a class or speaking publicly, start with a small audience. Start with your besties, friend groups, or just an online workshop. You'll learn faster than if you wait for the perfect expert moment. Get in front of people you're comfortable with, and you'll be able to make progress that way.
Mm-hmm. And every misstep is a lesson. Every awkward moment, it builds confidence. Mm-hmm. Every stumble is momentum in disguise.
And if you need a little inspiration, here are some real life examples of people who didn't wait to start. So think of these people who built these big things. They didn't wait for the perfect timing. They moved, often messy and unpolished, and the world caught up.
Exactly. Major entrepreneurs, authors, creators, they launched with little to no prep, learned as they went, and iterated constantly. Every success story starts in the imperfect action zone.
Yes. And even in daily life. So if you want to ask for that promotion, pitch an idea, send a cold email, just start. You'll never regret trying. You'll only regret not starting, which is so true. Because I think about the worst they can say is no, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you know the work that you've done. I go back to the promotion example because in previous jobs, I know what I'm worth. I know what I'm capable of. So in one job, I decided to create a giant portfolio of all the work that I've done, all of the things that I had accomplished over those last couple of years. And then they have kind of like a leveling system where you go in and it's like, okay, this is the level I am right now. This is the level I want to be at in terms of promotion. How does the work that I'm doing right now align to that next promotion? And that's exactly what I did. So I leveled that, sent it into my supervisor, and then I got promoted.
Yes.
And then got laid off 6 months later. But it's fine.
Well,
but, you know,
ups and downs, small wins.
Small wins. And that is what I'm talking about, that I advocated for myself. Yes. Because had I not done that, I may have still stayed where I was at and would have not made the money I was making, all these things. I was proud of myself because I kind of went through all of that and decided, you know what? I'm looking out for me and I just need to do that.
And the reality is, if you don't look out for you, who will?
Exactly.
So let's get even more practical and talk about some real tips to start before you're ready.
Number one, break your goal into micro actions. So even the smallest step counts. Example, you want to write a book like we talked about, start with a single paragraph or outline chapter one.
Yes. Number two, set deadlines or accountability. Tell someone what you're starting. It makes it feel real. So example, commit to posting your first social media video by Friday.
Mm-hmm. Number three, celebrate the small wins. This is always my favorite one. I love celebrating the small wins. Imperfect progress is still progress. So an example, you finished your first email campaign, pop some bubbly, okay?
Even it's just a mini celebration.
I know. I think about this because in my new job, I launched an event in 3 weeks. Mind you, I had just started a couple of weeks prior and they were like, you got to do this event in less than a month.
Yeah.
And I did. So I popped some bubbly for sure.
As you should. I feel like we also celebrate every little win on our podcast
always.
Right? Like every time we hit a certain milestone of followers or, oh man, this video like really popped off. Like we're texting each other like, hey, did you see this?
But
we're excited.
We're excited. That's all that matters because that shows me that we are truly putting in the work.
Progress.
It's all about progress. Big, small, whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Number four, embrace learning along the way. You will stumble and adjust and that is growth. So as an example, if you're launching a website, even if it's not perfect, you'll tweak it with real user feedback.
Number five, stop waiting for clarity. You gain clarity by moving forward, like we said. So for example, apply to that job, reach out to that mentor, or schedule that meeting. Even if you're not 100% ready, action creates insight.
So now that we've laid the groundwork for taking action, let's lighten the mood with a little game, overrated or underrated. So this is our waiting forever edition. So y'all know the drill, okay? We're just going to go back and forth and say whether these things are overrated or underrated. So waiting to ask for a raise until you feel fully confident. Is that overrated or underrated, Jess?
I mean, kind of a given, pretty overrated.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You're never going to feel ready. And also, would a man wait?
Hey. Clock it. I'm just saying the answer is no. I agree with that. Overrated. You know the work that you've done mm-hmm. and the only person looking out for you is you. Mm-hmm. So ask for the raise. Worst they can say is no, I guess. But
and then you can say, what would it take to get it?
Correct.
And now you still have an action plan. So you have more mm-hmm. insights than you had before.
Correct. There's Progress. No excuse. Do it. All right. Next, reaching out to a friend or mentor for advice or help. Overrated or underrated? Underrated. If I need anything, if I need help with anything, if I have questions on something, I'm reaching out to my trusted people. Okay. You are one of them. I appreciate
Same.
You.
Same.
You know what I mean? Like, here's the deal. I'm trying to get back into content creation. I'm trying to do this. I'm struggling. The other day, you literally came up with a content plan for me. So I was telling you about the movies that I was watching. And you were like, how about you make this?
We still need to discuss.
And I haven't done it. And that's fine. And we do need to talk about it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't hurt to reach out and ask for help. So underrated.
Agreed. Underrated. Super underrated. I think I've talked about this before, but my friend Eamon and I, we now meet on a weekly basis just to talk about our side hustle goals and help each other and give each other feedback and ideas and things like that. And it has been so incredibly helpful because, you know, not everybody is going to be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of the day, like some people just don't quite get it. So when you find those people that get it and that are like, you know, can hype you up when mm-hmm. you see your wins or like, you know, whatever it is, or like give you some feedback that you're like, dang, I actually like trust your feedback. It's not like crazy feedback, you know, like sometimes somebody
but it's still
like, yeah, but sometimes people will be like, oh yeah. Like I had someone the other day be like, ask me about my content creation. They were like, you should do cooking videos. And I was like,
that's
one. I don't even like to cook. like, that's why it's part of my content creation. But I was like, oh, maybe not everyone gets it.
Nobody
having people you can confide in and like truly be mentors to you. It's so helpful.
Right. I agree with that. 100%. Taking small, imperfect steps, overrated or underrated?
Everything here is underrated, I think, on this list. Just do it. Like, can't be afraid of the failure because otherwise you're going to be sitting there wishing you did the thing, not knowing whether or not it even works in the first place.
Exactly. I agree with that, all of the above, because I just realized they are all underrated. So waiting to launch a creative project until it's polished.
Oh.
Overrated or underrated?
I think that, so polished is an interesting word.
Right.
I think it is, I don't want to say it's quite appropriately rated, but it's close to appropriately rated.
Okay.
Because you don't want to go out with something that you're not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
I think is important to be proud of it, but you need to know yourself well enough of like, when you say you're proud of it, is it because you're truly proud of it? Or is it because you're feeling it needs to be perfect? Which is like, so there's a level of mindfulness to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if you're a perfectionist, then you may never feel proud of that. And that's just delaying.
Yeah.
But you don't want something about that's not polished. That's like, from a content creation perspective, you see all these people that are like, every single time you log in, post. Half of that shit nobody cares about.
No.
Nobody wants to, like, quality matters as well. But
yeah.
you also don't have to spend 7 hours editing one video before it goes out.
Yeah.
You don't even need to spend 1 hour. Maybe a podcast, but not like
right.
a TikTok.
TikTok, yeah. I would agree. It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I think if you understand like what kind of project you're putting out and what kind of content you want, then it depends on your level of polish.
Yeah.
And making, like you mentioned, to make sure that you feel comfortable and you're proud of the work that you're doing. So
yeah
I would say appropriately.
Now, if this said until it's perfect,
yes.
I would have said underrated.
100%. Because like, it does not have to be perfect, but like polished in what way? Crossing every T and dotting every I? No, like it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Using TikTok as an example, it's TikTok.
Exactly.
You see videos all the time that are not edited and they're just like talking and then they upload nothing. It's like
literally I'll have my yapping ones.
Yeah, and that's
I like yap, do very minimal editing, probably takes me 15-20 minutes.
You're like whatever. Because I feel like that's what a lot of people are looking for. More authentic,
yes.
less polished. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that's why it's like it depends on what you're doing.
Exactly.
So okay, last one. Waiting to start a side hustle until you have all the resources.
Overrated.
Yeah.
No
I
way.
Think it's overrated. Definitely overrated.
You're
Because again, it goes back to the beginning of like, okay, well, when are you going to start then?
We wouldn't have started the podcast ever.
Do we have a full blown studio?
Look at our makeshift studio.
Hello, which is great.
This
but
is
like,
my office, by the way.
But like,
my work stuff's there.
Yeah, but like, do we? You know what I mean? If we would have waited to have that, both have expensive mics,
yeah.
the lighting, having you know people edit our stuff, like,
no.
then we would have never started.
No, no.
So no, overrated.
Big time.
When if you feel ready, you feel confident to do it, jump in.
Yeah.
Because all that's going to come later.
Okay, this was fun. I always love our overrated, underrated, and in-person's even better. So now it's time to close out with our last drop of tea for the day.
Celebrating imperfect action is the fastest path to growth, confidence, and results.
Starting before you're ready doesn't mean reckless. It means small, intentional, brave steps towards what you want.
So friends, your homework this week is to pick one thing you've been waiting on and take one imperfect action. Just start.
Thanks for joining us today. Share this episode, drop a comment on Instagram or TikTok, or DM us. We love hearing from you.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Sisterhood Tea Party.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It helps us grow and keeps the tea spilling.
We'll be back next week with more tea to spill. Remember, start before you're ready and just watch yourself grow. Bye, y'all.